Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites are wondering when or if they'll get federal food assistance this month amid the ongoing government shutdown. It's Tuesday, November 4th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have required state employees to work from the office most of the time. And Wisconsin farmers say they're happy about a trade agreement that will reopen markets to sell soybeans to China, but some say it's too little too late. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites are wondering when or if they'll get federal food assistance this month amid the ongoing government shutdown. As Rich Kramer reports, some of them say the gridlock shows politicians don't care about people in need.
Fawn Anderson of Eau Claire says she worked her whole life and never applied for food assistance until after she relocated following a violent relationship. Now she volunteers with the Feed My People Food Bank Distribution Center. She says her $263 per month from the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, has meant stability in uncertain times. She says she's not sure if she'll get any in November.
So it's been like a roller coaster of ups and downs, of feeling hopeful and not knowing how to prepare.
Last week, two federal judges ordered President Donald Trump's administration to use contingency funds for SNAP. The Trump administration says it will partially fund the program this month, but it's not clear when the benefits will arrive. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
20 Wisconsin school districts located on tribal lands that collectively enroll more than 21,000 students have not received routine federal funding for operations. The federal government issued about $23 million in impact aid payments to Wisconsin school districts in fiscal year 2025. The money goes to districts with federal property or tribal lands, which are exempt from property taxes. The first round of payments for this year were expected in mid-October. The school district of Ashland is expecting to receive about $750,000 in impact aid this year. Business manager Amanda Tudor says that money funds four educators, but the salaries are now being paid from the general fund.
We do account for those funds to come in on a regular basis so we can meet our payroll deadlines and pay bills that are coming in.
When the government shutdown ends, there could still be delays due to layoffs at the Department of Education. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have ordered state employees to work in person most of the time. Sarah Lear has more.
The legislation would have ordered thousands of state workers to be in the office at least 80% of the time. Republican sponsors say their goal was promoting accountability and productivity. But Joanna Frosch says the requirements would have hurt Wisconsin's ability to recruit workers, especially those who live outside Madison. She's a union representative who also works for Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development.
We definitely benefit in the work that we do in serving the community from having folks from different areas of the state give insight.
Evers said the vetoed bill would have cost taxpayers millions of dollars by forcing Wisconsin to backtrack on its planned consolidation of state office space. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin farmers are cautiously optimistic that a trade deal between the Trump administration and China will help give soybean growers more market certainty moving forward. The White House says China will buy at least 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans by the end of the year and 25 million metric tons annually over the next 3 years. On average, China has bought around 28 million tons annually over the past 5 years. It stopped buying U.S. soybeans in May in retaliation for President Donald Trump's tariffs. Scott Simons is a farmer who grows corn, soybeans, and hay in Walworth County. He's a big Trump supporter and says the trade deal is, quote, great news, but comes a little too late.
I wish they'd have done it a month ago. A lot of guys sold already because they thought the price was going to go lower.
Even with the deal, some experts say farmers will likely need additional federal support after losing the Chinese market for much of the year. Coming up, Habitat for Humanity affiliates in Wisconsin are looking to factory-built homes as an affordable housing option. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, Wisconsin needs more housing, but skyrocketing construction costs have made it difficult to build homes that the average family can afford. Wisconsin Habitat for Humanity affiliates are working to fix that. Addie Costello reports on the nonprofit's changing model.
On a spring afternoon, Kaya Fox maneuvers around mounds of dirt surrounding four new homes in southwestern Wisconsin. She climbs a set of makeshift stairs that lead to a tarped wall and front door. The outside of the homes need work, Fox says, but on the inside?
We've got a really beautiful backsplash all around. We've got really beautiful higher-end appliances and range hoods.
Fox is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity of the Greater La Crosse region. She walks through one of the nonprofit's latest developments. The three bedrooms have new carpet, there's a walk-in closet, and the bathrooms have...
the soft clothes drawers, like, a-boom.
But only one detail on the inside of the house reveals how it got there. A missing strip of drywall between the kitchen and living room shows two walls pressed together. That's because a Minnesota factory shipped the constructed home on two semi-trucks.
There's really nothing that we need to do other than, you know, put the two pieces together, hang up some trim, and then these houses are complete.
That means volunteers really only need to help with the home's garages and landscaping. Fox says that's a major change for the decades-old organization.
The quintessential putting the walls up with volunteers has kind of been since forever how Habitat does things.
But even with volunteer labor, building a home on site has gotten significantly more expensive in recent years. As the country started facing a severe housing shortage, affiliates like Fox's were forced to build fewer homes.
You know, we can't get drywall any cheaper, but can we look at solutions that A, not only get us housing at a cheaper price, but much quicker to address a need that is here?
A nonprofit research organization found that in 2021, the average site-built house cost twice as much per square foot than a manufactured home. That's why Habitat La Crosse started using mostly factory-built homes in new developments, and similar groups nationwide are following suit. But Fox's group has faced barriers to replicating the Hillsboro development. Amy Bliss is the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing Alliance. It's a manufactured housing trade association.
The frustrating thing is that people want affordable housing, but they want it in the next town over. They don't want it in their town.
She says lingering stigma from early 1970s mobile homes have led to local zoning and deed restrictions that prohibit manufactured housing. But Bliss says modern manufactured homes can look and appreciate in value similar to site-built houses. That became clear to Katie and Russell Bessel as soon as they saw one of the homes this summer.
Beautiful countertops, cabinet, flooring, like it's gorgeous.
Very gorgeous.
The La Crosse-based Habitat affiliate chose the Bessels for one of 10 factory-built homes they are placing in Hillsboro. The new house will have a yard for their three children. It will also be accessible for Russell, who is paralyzed from the waist down. Right now, he struggles to maneuver his wheelchair around their scrunched apartment. Every night, he watches his family eat dinner from his bed in the living room.
I'm tired of that. I want to sit down and have a family meal.
In their new house?
There will be an island in the kitchen to where I can roll underneath and just raise my chair up and eat dinner with my family.
Habitat for Humanity will provide the couple borrowing assistance to keep their monthly mortgage payment affordable based on their income. For the Bessels, it doesn't matter how the home was built. They've spent the last several years bouncing around the state to find reliable housing.
This is the end of the road for us. Like, this is finally ours.
While the Bessels' future home won't be built or shipped until the new year, they're already planning to host Christmas in 2026. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This piece was produced in partnership with the nonprofit Wisconsin Watch. And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy. Could see a little bit of sunshine from time to time. No rain expected, with highs in the 50s and 60s. A slight chance for some scattered showers in northern Wisconsin overnight. Otherwise cloudy, with lows in the 30s and 40s. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.